Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of the show as we pay tribute to Paul Green. If you missed the first hour, it's worth catching up via the podcast. We've had some pretty powerful calls this morning of people sharing their mental health experiences and how they got the help they needed. A reminder, if you need help, there are people you can speak with. Please call Lifeline on 131114. Later this half hour, we'll catch up with Dave Riccio from The Telegraph. Hammy Goodman, Joel Kane will join us instead of Hammy. What, Hammy's out, Joel's in.
Stepping up, next man up.
And we're going to go to the golf desk at some stage. It is the St Jude Classic, first round of the FedEx Cup. Just quickly, a couple of the Aussies going well. Jason Day shot a 5-under. It's a par 70 course, 5-under the card. Adam Scott's out there at 3-under. Cameron Smith, 3-under as well. Cameron Davis. So the Aussies are well-placed after the opening round, but there's still plenty of golfers out there, so we'll update that in a little while.
Strong text to start this half hour too, just before John Cartwright. Vossie, given the events of this week, are you a little more understanding of Michael Hooper's brave decision to speak up and come home? He said he wasn't in the right mental state to play. That's code. An observation there of Michael Hooper, who pulled out of skippering the Wallabies against Argentina. Now, we start this half hour with one of the great moments of Paul Green's professional life, the Cowboys Premiership in 2015. There can only ever be one first. The first time the great Cowboys club, representing an incredible area, great reach, won the NRL.
12 metres out in front. Thurston to choose from with Coote. He hits it. He's got it. He's got the field goal. He's got the premiership. He has gone from, as I said, a captain to a legend and probably rugby league immortality.
Now, great commentary, Ray Warren, there. But when you see the pictures that accompany that, that are 7 years ago, in the coach's box is Paul Green, and at his side, his assistants, John Cartwright, Jason Demetrio's there. Incredible moment. Banging on the glass. I mean, it just all-encompassing, the elation that was shown in that moment. We're very appreciative to have John Cartwright, who was there at Greeny's side, for that great night for the Cowboys, to come on and share a few thoughts this morning. John, thank you for your time. It's very much appreciated. Just checking there the line for John. We'll just check to see there. John was at the site, so assistant coach. Of course, John, as you know, has been a head coach at the Gold Coast Titans and had
success,
got
the
Titans to the finals. He is there now. John, we are very appreciative of your time this morning. How are you feeling?
Morning, boys. Yeah, it's a, like everyone, mate, it's a funny old day to wake up to. You've had a night to digest it, but it doesn't make any more sense this morning.
Can we just take you back to that? Because we are paying tribute to Paul's life today, as unfortunate as the circumstances are, that we wish we weren't in this position. But that night, and you watch that back, and the elation in the box when you actually win what you're all striving for, the big one, the premiership, what was that like alongside of Paul Green?
Oh, look, mate, it was an amazing feeling. You know, I was talking to someone about this yesterday. Just for me, I sort of came into the Cowboys a little bit late. I missed the preseason. I came in January, and just to be there and enjoy the ride, I suppose, all the way to the grand final. Unbelievable. It had a lot of similarities to the one that I was fortunate enough to be at Penrith, in that it's super to win a grand final, but to be the first one in, and Townsville and Penrith have a lot of similarities, they're country towns in general. And to win a grand final and be the first, you just can't explain what that feels like, especially, you know, if you're born and bred in that area.
Can I,
Cardi,
ask you,
as an assistant coach, but and knowing just how close and how much time coaches and their assistants spend, for the 12 months, it's not just through the season, but it's through the off season. So you're in a great position to sum up, what sort of bloke Greeny was.
Oh, look, mate, he gave me that opportunity. You know, like I said, when he first asked me to be involved there, I'd just come off the back of the Titans, and I said to him, look, I'm just not in the right headspace, mate. I don't think I'll be any good for you. And he said, look, I'll give you have the off season at home. I'll give you a call in January, and we'll rediscuss it then. And true to his word, he did. And I did start to think what was I going to do, and you know, I looked at their side and their squad, and ended up going up there. But he took me in. I got to know him as a super coach, one of the better coaches I've ever worked under. But also got to know his family, you know, his young kids and his wife, his mum and dad, his brother, his sister. So I was a long way from home then. I was pretty much on my own. And he took me in, made me welcome, and I had, you know, a fantastic time in Townsville. And it was all to do with him. You know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been there. And God knows what I would have ended up doing. You know, it kept me involved in rugby league. You know, to where I'm sitting at the moment, I'd say I owe him a fair bit.
Yeah, John, a comment also, just on, I can only speak from my dealings through the media with Paul, and I sort of always found, obviously, very articulate Paul, but he struck me as he did have balance. He had life balance. Even though he's in that high-pressure job as coach, he said to me he could switch off, and he did that quite easily. You know, you lose a game or whatever, yes, you're kicking stones and all the rest, but you know, family, life balance, did that strike you when you worked alongside Paul in this high-pressure job?
You're correct. He was one of the only head coaches that I've worked with that could actually get away. And, you know, on his day off, he would take his day off. And but a really, really talented man, you know. He could, you know, he had a helicopter's pilot's license. He could pick up any instrument and play it at the drop of a hat. He could sing. He was a you know, a high achiever and a really, really talented man. But you're right, he did have that ability. You know, come day off or when it was downtime, he knew how to enjoy himself, and he had interests outside.
And one last one, John. You know, we just talk about rugby league. We throw it open, the pressure of it all, and little Quinn, we don't know all the we don't know really any of the circumstances what led to this, but you. It is a big job. It is a pressure job. I mean, it's almost as if you feel like saying, coaches, you can talk about things as well. Like, we just talk football, we criticise, we analyse, we break down. But sometimes do you guys, and you've been through it, could you have asked for a little bit of help to deal with the mental pressures of what the job brings?
Without a doubt, mate. Nothing prepares you for the role of a head coach. Yeah, we had some awful dark days. What people just, like you say, people, you know, they don't see you as a person. It's something to pat you on the back when it's something to pat you on the back of your win, and it's someone to, you know, to really give a hard time to when you lose. It's, you know, the whole personal assault, I suppose you could say, when things are going real bad, they just they don't come into it, and it's as an assistant, you don't feel that at all. You know, you're enjoying every moment. You see what the coach is going through, but until you sit in that seat and you lose a few games, you really can't explain, and anyone else couldn't imagine what goes through your mind.
Well, we extend our condolences to the family and friends, and you've mentioned it there, mum and dad of Paul still alive, and wife Amanda and the kids. So, John, again, very much appreciate you coming online this morning, paying tribute to Paul and giving us a little insight into the pressures of head coaching.
No, it was a pleasure, mate.
John Cartwright there, Brandy. David Ritchie coming up.
The last, you know, thing that Carty said about head coaching and the difference between head coaching and assistant coaching. And we always say what a tough job it is. But what a tough job it is, and we only have to look at the coaches that have been sacked this year, Trent Barrett and Michael Maguire. Like, the tough time that they would have gone through, not just when they were relieved of their job, but the period leading up to them getting sacked. Boy, oh boy, it is a high-pressure job.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. We just analyse, don't we? But we really don't talk about, like, how's he going. How is he? How are you? Does any listener come and say, I wonder how he is?
No. And it was interesting, Cardi said something about what you become as a person, as a coach. And the pat on the back when you win and the absolutely torn apart when you lose. The roller coaster ride that must be.
Yeah. And if, yeah, And we're not to know, but Paul Greene was a career coach, you know, a premiership winning coach. And we've since learnt that, you know, there was a chance there. Wayne Bennett was trying to get him to the Dolphins for next year, but we're not to know, you know, the impact of losing your job and the pressure of the build up to it and then wanting to get back there. But there's only so many jobs doing that, you know, it's all very big, and we're getting lots of reaction from listeners this morning. How about this one? I've called a lifeline, and I'm proud to say I did it. I also reached out to Gus Wallen from Gotcha for Life when I'm at my lowest. There you go. People sharing their experiences this morning on our text line and our open line.
This one from Junior Smitty, and he says, I was in a dark place about 10 years ago. I urge everyone to seek help. If they feel down, it ain't weak to speak. See, I haven't heard that line before. It ain't weak to speak. It's pretty good.
This one, Morning VB. This is from Matt on the Gold Coast, listening to us through the SEN app. I lost a great friend 3 days before Christmas last year, leaving two beautiful kids and wife. He showed no signs, but I wish he just reached out and made that one important call to anyone for help. I myself have been fighting that battle for a year, but I have now gotten the better of it, and life is such a wonderful thing when you speak up and speak out. Can we please start the hashtag over all social media today for Greenie and all men who are battling out there? Hashtag, it's not weak to speak. Rest in peace, Greenie, from Matt on the Gold Coast. Again, we really do appreciate and admire the bravery people taking today to talk, and the open line callers that we've had as well. And here's one too from Magpie Swanee Brandy. A few years ago, AFL legend Denny Frawley died tragically at 56. It rocked their world at this is doing to the rugby league community. He was a man you thought had everything, family, media, career. His tragedy led to a big focus on mental health, and pretty sure St Kilda have a tribute match each year with that focus. Very sad day from Magpie Swanee.
Yes. Time for this, Vossie.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.